Okay, pencils ready, paper
Five,
ready, phone
four,
ready.
3, 2. Hello everyone, it's your favorite fitness motivator, Minsugo from betteryyminsugo.com. Well, welcome to the gold standard. We always want to be the best version of yourself. So here is Joy with me, my friend and producer. Hi Joy.
Hello there, how are you today?
I'm fine. Happy Friday.
Yes, once again, Friday already.
Yes, the weather is pretty nice. It's spring. I feel the summer is coming. Can you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. On the subway today, it was roasting hot. So I know the summer is just around the corner. And another big signal that the summer is just around the corner is my gym is full of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's usually January, start of January, a lot of people. And then again, around this time of year, just starts getting busy again. So people getting ready for the summer, I suppose. Or,
yeah, who do you see the most at the gym?
These days, a lot of, I suppose, girls who are trying to get ready for holidays, sun holidays, beach holidays.
Maybe it's for the summer vacation. Or, you know what, actually, we do have a big holiday in May, but it sounds like it's too late to
join
the memberships.
Right, it's already April, so.
Yeah, if you are shooting for the summer, you should have started, like, back in January.
You probably get a lot of people, though, who are in that situation. Like, Minsu, I've only got a couple of weeks to get ready, or a couple of months, so what do you think about that? Think it's possible? Or?
Yeah, I get that questions a lot. Like, Minsu, I do have some like this. I gotta lose this much in 2 weeks. Can I do it? It's like, you know, I'm sorry. There's no really shortcut. It's like, you might be lose just the numbers. Yeah, I mean, of course, you start yourself for a week. Then, of course, you can definitely lose like 5 to whatever kilo. But does it make any differences? Like, just because you lost the water weight, or you lost your muscle, that's like really bad for you. It's like you don't want to do that. So if you only have 2 weeks, then don't even think about you have to lose certain numbers, but you just gotta do it. Like whatever you can do, eating clean, start eating clean now, and then start working out. And don't think about how much weight you can lose in a week or two, because it doesn't matter already. As much as you can push yourself, and then you just keep it that way, and then you will lose some weight. I don't know how much, but the worst thing you can do is just starve yourself.
Right, and
it's gonna damage your body.
Right, if you set a certain number and then you're not reaching it, you'll just get stressed and demotivated.
Yeah, and then
annoyed.
The easy way things you can do is then start early. Why you have to put? It's like you have an exam like next week. Then you gotta start studying at least a month before, or even, I mean, you. The best way is you just studying all the time, and you don't really have to worry about the testing day. Well, I'm sorry, I've never done it. I always studied like a week or two. But testing is a little bit different than making the body. Body literally takes a lot of time, because it doesn't, you can't just get a like 1 day or 2 weeks. It doesn't work that way. So the best thing is you do wanna start anytime, like, you know, as fast as you can, and just keep it that way. So I actually go to this nail salon, and I was talking to this nail artist, and who lost like 12 kilograms.
12 kilograms, so that's about 25 pounds?
Yeah, 25
pounds,
in like 5 months.
Mm, okay.
And then
she
told me like, oh, so I lost this, but so I asked her how she has done it, and she said, well, actually, she bet with her friend.
She made a bet.
Yes.
Okay.
And says, "Yo, I'm gonna lose 25 kilograms," which is like the pounds.
25 pounds.
Yeah, 25 pounds.
Yeah, not 25.
Which is
like,
yeah.
That'd be
12
a lot.
Kilograms, and within the 5 months, and if I don't lose it by the time, then I will give it $250 cash to her friend. But if I make it, you buy me a present. And equivalent of, you know, $250.
So 12 kilos in about 5 months was the bet.
Right.
And if she gets it, she gets a present. If she doesn't get it, she buys or gives money
right.
to her.
Right.
Okay.
So
nice.
It's kind of like, I mean, it's either who win or who lose, but still, it's not like you gotta take the chance. It's a bet, right? 50-50. But what happened, what turns out, though, she worked out so hard because she don't want it to give like $250.
Yeah,
she
didn't
want to
lose.
But I think maybe the best other way be if you have to give that money to group of people that you don't like, supporting those, maybe it's working as well. But
right.
in this case, she did a had a bet with her friends, and she worked super hard, and she actually made it.
Oh, she did it?
Yes. So she actually got the present gift from her friend, about $250 of a month.
Yes.
So she was happy, and she not only just getting the present, but also she actually lost that much weight. And I told her, oh wow, so what happened after that? And she says, because now I make the body, so me and my friend, we went to like have a party all the time.
With
all
the money?
Yes, yeah, like, so partying, and then, so what about working out? It's like, oh, I stopped.
Oh, did she go traveling, or she?
She went traveling, but it's like
yeah.
kind of local travel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think she was traveling Monday through Sunday, of course. But she always had to go to, like, party or do this and eat this because she wanted to wear this clothes. Now she has a body. So I asked her what happened after that. Oh, I gained all the weight back.
Oh.
But she says slowly. So it was something interesting for her to see, because whenever she was on a diet, like starving herself, losing weight, but she got her weight back right away. But this time, she says, oh, it went slowly back. And for me, she said it took about 5 to 6 months to gain all the way back to where she was.
So she took five months to lose it, then another 5-6 months to get
right,
it back. So
right.
Very gradually.
Yeah, very gradually. So which is very different than if you lose, you can lose the weight quickly, and that means you're going to gain the weight quickly.
Yes.
Obviously, when you lose the weight, it's not really losing the real fat. It's more unnecessary things that you're losing. So a good lesson for here is you definitely want to lose the weight in the right way, even though it takes 4 or 5 months, because she might lose like 12 kilo, but it's not like one day things or 2 weeks things, because she's constantly losing weight while she was working out. But I would think that if she has at least worked out like 2-3 times a week, even though she was partying and traveling, then she would be maintaining the look. And now she's saying, oh, I really have to start working out back, but I don't have time, I don't have money. And now she's making like thousands of excuses
right.
why she cannot lose weight. And but basically when she was drinking like coffee milk, which is coffee sweet milk, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not judging anybody by what they're doing, because at the end of the day, if you want to make any change, you really have to change yourself. And matter of fact, you got to change your mindset. So many people, they want to lose weight, like, oh, I want to lose weight. They come to me. Oh, so I want to lose weight. How do I do it? And I said, so what do you want? And I want to lose like 10 pounds. And I ask, why you want to lose 10 pounds? And I say,
just sounds a good number.
Like, yeah, I just need to lose weight.
Yeah.
So oftentimes I don't see that people really, they don't have any good reasons or purpose of why they want to lose weight. I mean, basically they don't really have clear reason why. If they had, then definitely like I need to lose weight, you know, because of this and that and that.
Or it's often a short-term goal, like I want
right.
to wear this suit or
yes.
I want to wear this dress for this occasion.
But if that, I mean, yeah, it works for 3 or 5 months, but eventually you will come right back, and that you don't want. So if you want to stay fit and healthy throughout the whole year, not just whole year life, then you really have to find the real reasons, your lifetime reasons, why you want to be healthy or fit. So my case, people ask me, like, how do you do that, Minsoo? Like, you're always shredded. Like, are you competing? No, I don't compete, and I don't need to be on the stage to prove myself that I'm fit, you know, because I am fit now, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how
we talked
that?
About that in episode
yeah.
X. So if anyone wants to hear that, you can check on the site.
So how do I do that? Because I do have a very clear reason why I want to be healthy and fit. Because when I turn 50, 60, 70, I want to be able to do the things that I like to do now. So it doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or billionaires. There is certain definitely things that you cannot buy with the money. And I think that the best or the most important thing is your health. Without having the health, I would rather be just making or having thousands. If you have your healthy body, you can do anything. But if you don't, then now that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that, what's the mean that you have your own like private jet? Because you can't really do anything. You're laying down on your bed and like watching your Ferrari or jet. Anyway, just collecting my hobby, okay?
Yeah.
So luckily I start my like fit lifestyle mid-20s. So it's still not too soon, but I think it doesn't matter how early you start. It's definitely better if you start early, but it means nothing if you stop. So it doesn't matter if you're 40, 50 now. If you start and keep doing it, then that matters. But if you started working out super hardcore in 20s and now you don't do anything, that means nothing. What matters is what's happening right now. So actually yesterday, my friend actually brought me this new InBody, the body fat measurement.
Yes, yeah.
And it was really cool one because it's a small, it's very easy to carry, but very specific, like very accurate. So I actually tested it and it says not only your body fat, but also showing your biological
age.
Yeah. Age.
Oh, wow.
And
then
it says like 22.
22.
Yeah. So
that's right, isn't it? That's accurate.
Yes, I'm 22. So for those who doesn't know how old I am, it's like I'm about 10 years younger than my real age. So now in this world, the age or the number doesn't really matter.
Mm.
What you see on the scale, 50 or like 120 pounds or 40, doesn't matter. What really matters is, are you healthy?
Right.
And your body is really healthy.
So the number is becoming less significant. It's more about the makeup of the person, like how their biology works. So you can be 35, but if your biological age is 25,
that's more important.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that like you get plastic surgeries and look young. You might look like a lot of lifting, Botox, and things like crazy things. And you might look like fake and like 40, or not 40, like 30.
Sounds like catchy, fake and 40.
Yeah, but fake and 40, but your body biological age is like 60, then.
Mm-hmm. It's useless.
Yeah, that's like, what's the point? So let's really think about what's really important to you. And I think what we need to focus on is more, we really want to live a quality life, not quantity. You're going to live like 40, I mean 80, 90, 100. Now people says you can live 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be super fortunate, but it could be super miserable. For those who
right.
do not keep their health, then think, can you imagine that you will be on your wheelchair or the bed for 20 years because your body cannot function properly?
Right, because you didn't take care of it early
enough.
Right,
early enough.
Yeah.
So that I really think about that, it's really important for me that I enjoy my life with the people that I love when I get older. That's why it's so in my head, and that's why I'm eating healthy, and it's important for me to stay active and being healthy. I'm not really focusing on like how hot body that I have. I don't. Your body really comes after your healthy living lifestyle. I really believe, and that's what happened to me. I never focused on the physique, but I really focus on I wanna eat healthy, live healthy. So working out or eating good stuff and getting full rest, good rest is important. And then laugh, no stress, stress-free. A lot of times people worry about a lot of things, get so stressed about little things, and even getting stressed becomes habit. And you can see their face, they're always like worried. And I'm like, do you have any problems? Like, No.
But, just my face.
Yeah.
My resting face looks
yeah.
like
that. So I think definitely being happy and think about positive things, positive mind. Once you change your thoughts, the mind, it can change everything, you know?
Do you think there's a way for these people, you know, it's April and they want to get in shape for June, but like you said, that's kind of, you know, useless. But what can they do to make this change now that will last them till next April and the following April and the following April,
oh.
so they'll just keep it going? Like, what's the way?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, if you have to get some whatever body in by June or July, still, today is the best time to start because tomorrow it's still like one day later. So today is the best time, whatever you want to start. So don't get discouraged that, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. No, you can still see
right.
the big changes.
Yeah.
Like, how can you say that even a week or two, you will see the changes if you start if you're doing something, if you're making changes in your life, especially if you want to see the big changes, definitely I want to say change your diet, the nutrition, because what you if you change your what you're eating, you can see the significant changes, like even cutting out your soda or some sweet drinks, you know, the sweet teas or anything related, those like extra like sweetness, you know. You will see a lot of changes by changing your just diet. You'll be amazed. But if you are adding working out, you can actually see the result faster.
Yes.
And even you don't think that working out is not gonna give you the result right away, but it's building, slowly building, and only work 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Right, so a little bit each day.
Yeah, it's building. So don't think that it doesn't do anything. If you are doing it, it does work.
Right.
Even though you can't see the result now.
Right, so they shouldn't be discouraged if by June they're not exactly how they want to look, but at least they're a little bit closer, and then by Christmas, then by next year, and then it'll be a continuous cycle.
Yeah, and just try to, so you make your body, and how I control myself is if I feel I've been going so much like off the diet, like too many meetings and party for different reasons, then okay, well, I really have to be strict. So at least like 1 week or 2 weeks, I tell myself that, okay, I'm gonna be strict diet this week, at least the full week. So you want to kind of give you some fine line, because if you're just, oh, little by here every day, like it's okay today, just a little bit, because that little bit is gonna make the whole mountain after that.
It'll add up and add up. Right, but you know, some people, when they're getting ready for this, they go very intense because it's just 2 months a year, I'm just gonna work hard, and then for 10 months of the year, I'm just gonna be my normal self, I suppose. But is that unhealthy, do you reckon? Like if they just, for the next 2 months, they diet hard and they work out really hard, and then in June, they go to the beach, take some nice pictures, and then July, they just go back to their old ways. Like a lot of people
do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So for me, I think you gotta really think about, because when you are young, you don't really realize, just you gotta focus on what's in front of you.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I'm old, I'm still kind of young.
You're 22.
But for me, it was really important that, of course, having a nice body now is important, because I want to have a nice look. But what's more important is being healthy. And being healthy doesn't come just one day or just 3 months of, you know, just looking good. It's adding up throughout the years. But I'm telling you, I'm sure whoever listening to this, if you're getting older, it's getting harder to lose weight or keep the body, because your body just change. You just change, and it's really harder. Your metabolism is getting low. It's harder for you to gain more muscle. And even though you work out the same or eating less, but your body doesn't work as used to be, right? So then the best way for you to do it is you just have to keep working on it every day. Then that's how you can actually continue and maintain. And for those who are listening to this podcast, if you're young, which is good, because when you're in 20s, like anything you do, you can get the result fast. And I'm sorry if you're still 20s, if you can't get any result, then you really have to keep it up.
If you think it's bad now.
Yeah, I don't know how can I motivate more, but it's really, you need to think about more seriously about your life, how you wanna. I always think about bigger pictures. I don't think about this year or next year, but I'm thinking about 5 years from now or even 10 years. And think about probably my future, even family, or when I get older. I mean, even I think about when I die. So when you think about those future, the end of your life, and I think that really gives you to live your life now more fully, and like you can appreciate more. And you can actually appreciate your body, and you want to really, I cannot really do hard things to my body, because it's important, you know?
Right.
My
it's your
body.
Vehicle.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So for me, it's hard to just even smoking cigarettes, because I just know it is so bad for me, my eyes and my lung and my everything. Nothing is good. And I just can't do that because I love, it's not like, oh, I love myself, but it's more I think about also, when I think about loving myself, I think about people that love me, because I'll be so sad if I lose my loved one, like my sister or my brother or my family, because of those, if they didn't take themselves carefully. For example, if they get a, like smoking so much and then get a lung cancer, then I'll be so sad that about losing the, you know, the person that I love. So for me, if you love that person, what you gotta do first is you gotta really take care of yourself. So the bottom line is you gotta be healthy. Because if you lose your life, then it's not just about, I mean, you're gonna be sad if you die, but also think about the people who love you.
Right. It's respecting
and, yeah,
the
and so because I care about that and I want to take care of myself, not only for myself, but for people who love me, because they'll be sad if I die.
Right.
And
did you say recently you have a nephew or a niece, was it?
My nephew?
Nephew, yeah. So, for example, when you, if you have children or nephew or niece,
right,
and you want to have that energy to be able to play with them, be a good uncle or aunt or father or mother,
yeah,
would that be a motivation for you also, do you think? Like, just having that?
Yeah, I mean, if I am single, I'm never married, or I don't have kids, so if I get the kids, for sure, like, you don't want to be like, oh, I cannot move, like,
not today.
Old.
Yeah,
definitely you want to have energies to enjoy your life with, you know, your loved ones, and, you know, also, I mean, your health is really the basic, fundamental thing that you need to have. It's not, I mean, money is important, don't get me wrong, but without having your health, you can enjoy anything. So, yeah, if you want to enjoy your life with your grandkids or kids or even just friends, it doesn't have to be, you know, your child or children or nephew. It's just for yourself with your friends and your family, all that. So I really want to have my people that I love, like my family and friends, I want them to be happy, I mean healthy, because then I want to enjoy when we are 50 and 60, because it'll be sad if my friend cannot move because she's sick,
right,
because she hasn't taken care of herself. So I'm keep telling them, like, oh, you need to work out. But I know at the end of the day, it's not about what I tell them. They really have to realize, oh, I need to be healthy. Oh, this is important to me. They really have to think about that, you know?
It has to be a self-realization.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know how I can emphasize this enough. You know, everybody knows health is enough. They just don't see or feel that. Because then if you lose the health, it's too late, you know? To think about if your doctor says, oh, I'm sorry, you are now have a cancer and you have now 3 months to live. Don't wait and don't be that person. Don't wait till then you lose it. Because about health, it's going to be so hard to get right. But I'm not saying your doctor says you are going to have like 3 months to live. I mean, always I see that you can make changes, but why you want to be the person who wait until the last minute,
right,
and then like, oh man, I wish, well, I should have listened to Minsu when she says, like, start working out, be happy, you know?
Right, you don't know what you've got till it's gone, kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. Janet Jackson, thank you. But so just to go back quickly to that nail technician, that kind of motivation technique she used, so she made the bet with her friend and... do you think that kind of thing is a, maybe in general it's not good, but is it a good way to start at least? Or do you think that...
I think it depends on the person though. For some people, like I, for example, I am very, I mean, I can do without betting money. If I think that that's what I want, then I can do it. But if I don't want to lose money, then I'll definitely work hard.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, maybe, oh, I'll just lose 20, 50. Maybe $1,000 maybe matter for some people, but I think that only those are only like really short term. So because
right.
after that we reach that, then you don't really have any motivation. It's really instant motivation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's bad, because if you're starting, it's a still good motivation. But after that, you gotta think about how you can keep motivating yourself, not just having those return like that. So starting that with some fun motivation, like with your friends and loved ones, and because it's kind of challenging, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's good.
Just to get you
yeah,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, definitely. And after that, you can if you still not motivated, you gotta definitely find something else to motivate yourself. I would tell people signing up some like challenging like competitions.
Yeah.
Like it could be CrossFit, like Sparta race, something challenging.
Yeah, right.
I mean, everybody has a different like interest. So maybe you like Spartan race, which is pretty interesting. It's hard, but if you set up for those, you know, plan, then you can actually now push another 3-4 months to get ready for that. Or you gotta pay for like photo shoots in 3 months, and now like $500 you gotta, you know. So keep adding some new challenge. So maybe you can start with, you know, challenging your friends and money, bet, whatever. But then after that, find something more interesting, like I said, some body profile, taking pictures, or going to marathon, like 10K. You can, you know, challenge for 10K or 5K, or even going to like backpacking to some mountain, or climbing the mountain. You want to reach the mountain. So it depends on, you know, what your interest is, and it would be nice to do it with your friends. Like, okay, let's do this Spartan race next time.
Mm.
So if you fail to do it, then now here's the money. So
yeah.
another way, but then money is not really to your personal pocket, but it's for more you to enjoy the journey together. And actually, I do have a group of people. And what we did, like, everybody has to pay, like, $50. So they're, like, 15 people. Everybody has to get, like, $50. So how much is that?
$750.
Is it $750? So, and then with that money, I will decide whoever make the best progress, so number 1, 2, 3, then I will give the prize. So that could be used as a prize money. But some of money also we use it for our... What is it?
Like a group dinner.
So we, of course, eating healthy, but it's really give us like bonding strongly, and then they push each other. And I think that's a really good environment. I mean, you can still do it by yourself, but I've done by myself because I'm always like pushing myself by myself. But if you definitely have a good people to, I mean, I think it's better when you share things together, push yourself, I mean, push each other and enjoy the journey. That can be really good motivation.
Yes, great advice. There was
yeah.
one thing you mentioned earlier that I thought sounded funny. It was you give money to a cause that you dislike.
Oh, right?
Yeah,
some
cool.
people,
yeah.
It works for some people.
Yeah.
Like
reverse motivation.
Yeah.
What would be your one? Do you have one in mind?
Oh, my gosh.
Like if you,
what would that be?
Like, I can think of you. Mine would be like a Liverpool Football Club.
Other
fan,
yeah.
yeah. Enemy team, something like that, where I'd have to give them money if I didn't reach my goal.
Would you make it?
Oh, definitely.
Oh,
I would smash
yeah.
it.
So that'd be fun. Like, you have a debate with your friends, but both you're like your team against your team or your hateful team, whatever, and then you put the money each team's and you just do that. I do not really have any strongly like, oh, I love this and that. So I don't know if that works to me.
Maybe like you'd have to give money to Park Geun-hye or something.
No, I don't want to go up to that because I have, okay, anyways.
Topical. Anyway, I think overall.
Also, I want you to ask some questions. So I just told you a few of the challenges that I can think about to motivate each other. So I just mentioned some like marathons or like sputterings
yeah.
and things like that, body profile. But what has worked for you if you have reached your goals using some techniques, not really techniques, but some motivation skills, what worked for you? I want to hear from you, and then you can share your experiences with other people, so maybe you can help them as well.
Yeah, great stuff. Where can they share these stories with you? Like, what's the best place to?
Definitely, you listen to this podcast. You can leave a comment here, or you can find me betteryoubyminsugo.com. It's my website. You can see all the blogs and motivational things. You can send me the message there, or also available my social media like Instagram or YouTube. You can find me and leave a comment below, but yeah, anywhere.
Yeah, great stuff. DM, PM,
yeah.
email, all that stuff.
Yeah.
They can find you. Okay, great stuff. Like, I think there was a lot in today's episode to get people ready, motivated for long-term results as opposed
yeah.
to just summer. But before we go, do you have a tip of the week for us?
Yeah, definitely. This week, this tip of the week is, there's one. or two. If you are persistent, you will get it, right? But if you are consistent, you will keep it. It is important that you get it, but after you get it, let's keep it. The only way to keep it is you gotta be consistent. So think about your long-term goal. I wanna say your real reason why you want to do this, why you wanna be healthy, why you need to lose weight. Just take some moment and think about it and share your idea. And I think even thinking about that, you can make your life a lot fuller and feel and be happier.
Yep, so stop wishing and start doing.
Start doing.
Lovely. Okay, great stuff. I'm going to say goodbye now. So, Minsu, thank you very much, and hopefully see you next time.
Yeah, I really enjoy every time I come to this, you know, recording this time. It's my favorite time of the week. So, thank you again for joining this podcast, and I really appreciate Joy to be here all the time with me. And be excited because my trip to Bali's episode is coming, and so many cool stuff. So be tuned and share it with your friends, and subscribe and like, and I will see you next episode. Stay active, be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to the Gold Standard with Minsu Go. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.